downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's full time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This way to the kitchen.
Yes, Sirski. Back at it again, man. Smash and Dash Podcast. What's happening with you, man?
Ain't nothing, bro. Excited. You know, this is Memorial Weekend, so. We're going into Memorial Weekend, so it's an exciting space for me because this is a time where I get to hang out with my fellas and have a fellas trip, and you know, and just get to hang out with my guys. So,
that was up. You already know. Well, we're gonna jump right into it, man. You know, some people they may be looking at like a little hater vibes, or we just gonna be real with it, man. Big Ben Roethlisberger. Came out and said that he kind of wished that Kenny Pickett fell when they drafted him, even though Big Ben wasn't there no more. He's retired, and he wished that a younger player coming in failed. So
yeah, well, okay. There's two different answers to that, and, you know, and I ain't gonna lie. Well, obviously, because you cleared it up and said that when he wasn't on the team, he still wanted him to fail. So I could see where the hater would come in. Would you say that? But if somebody's drafted after you, naturally, you know what I'm saying. If you bought like he did, you probably don't. I think he didn't mean it like that, saying he wanted him to fail. He probably just didn't want him to be Big Ben in the same sense. You know what I mean? Like, you could probably go out there and do really good. I just don't want you to break my records and, you know, probably be better than me. Which a lot of us, you know, selfishly, you know, that's how we are. We might not say that publicly a lot, but we somebody's drafted, you know, to replace you or drafted to be better than you. Like, you deep down inside, you don't want that guy to be better than you or go out there and break your records. Now, you do want them to do great for sure, but you know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. You'd be like, I don't want you to go out there and just kill everything I've ever done. Fuck that. Like, that's just realistic.
Right. I kind of say the same thing. Like, of course, you don't want your records to be broken. We know that. Like, every record gonna be broken.
Yeah, they're made to be broke.
But you still wanted to last for a while to, like, know what I'm saying? So that's like, even if we talk about the 40, like, I didn't want no young guy to come in there and just break it off the bat. But eventually, I knew somebody was gonna do it. Yeah. My only issue with the whole thing is, like, the choice of words they use, and that's the only thing that we can go by. We can't go by, he didn't mean it like that. He said it failed. He wished that he failed. So, like, I'm retired. That's like if I compare it to Tennessee. I'm retired. I'm not playing no more. Yeah. We all know it's a young guy's game. It's the next person up. So there's no way that I would ever come out and be like, they had Derrick Henry. I wish that he failed. Like,
well, see, he did say that. Like, he said that too, but like in the same sentence, like in the room, Kenny was sitting down with him, and he said that But after after he said that, like, you know, he came out and he obviously apologized to him and said he didn't realize, you know, the impact that Kenny would have. He didn't realize, like, the player that they were getting him and all that. So he it took a bigger man for a dude to be sitting next to you for you to apologize and say you were wrong. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, that was the selfish Big Ben that came out, man.
If he sat there and apologized, he know he was dead ass wrong.
He had to be wrong.
He know he was dead wrong.
All right, man. That's whatever. Ben, fuck Ben. All right. We'll lean a little bit into that. Like, what is it like, though, like having – guys that's younger than you, you know, being drafted and you got to kind of like teach them how to play. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's totally different. That's why when I first heard about it, I needed to get details because like, now if Big Ben was still there and they bringing somebody, cause we know how the NFL is, like, they're drafting replacements. So when you there, you don't want you don't want nobody that's playing your same position coming in there and like you want him to just do great and take your position. Now you on the bench. That's a different story. That's why I said in my eyes it's hater vibes because you retired. You ain't even playing the game no more. You just spectating. You want to see good football. Like at the end of the day, like I'm no longer a Titan.
Yeah,
but I'm a Titans fan.
So you want to see
I want us to do great. Like, Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how bad we wanted to go to the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl when we were there. And being that we weren't able to make it that far as far as Super Bowl and stuff, we got to be wild to be sitting around here saying, dang, I hope the Titans don't have a better team than us or make the Super Bowl or make it deep in the playoffs. We was rooting for them. We was the biggest fans. Know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I mean, listen, I play with Reggie Bush and then they drafted you, so I get it, boy. I know all too well. Hey, but let's move on, bro. Let's talk, since we spring and, you know, like, the draft is over now, and the kids, right, like some of these young dudes, not kids, my bad, the youngins, we'll call it, they done had their little first probably OTAs and they got their little, you know, first some of them checks in. What was the best moment of, like, your spring, like, you know, going into your summer after you got drafted?
Man, my best moment was, so I got drafted, and what a lot of people don't know, like, what I thought was I was going to get drafted, then I was going to have time to celebrate and hang out. Nah, it's you get drafted, the next day you're on that plane now.
Yeah, you got to get
then
there.
Then you go there, you might fly home, and then you might have, like, a week of working out, then you got to go right back to rookie training camp.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we in training camp that. So, and then our first break from that before it's time for the vets to come back, we went to rookie premiere.
Yeah.
So they usually send, I know when I was coming out, all the first rounders went. The first rounders and, like, some of the guys that probably slipped to the second, big name, whatever. But, man, it was so dope because all of the guys that, like, I always looked at and, like, dang, this guy, he's rated so high, he's finna be a first rounder. But it changed, like, once you go, you first round or whatever like that, and you go to that or whatever, everybody's, like, the same guy there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We all first rounders, we rocking out. But it was a good experience to be able to go hang out with these guys. Not only that, we was able to hang out with these guys, and then we did a photo shoot.
Yeah,
all those type of things, man. It was dope, man.
The trading cards and stuff.
Trading cards, man. The dopest thing for me though was because I never been to LA, right?
Yeah.
So my first time in LA. So, like, we doing the stuff, but they let us hang out and stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
bro, it was so dope, bro. I walked in the spot, bro. I see T.O., like, first time ever seen T.O. in person. He walking in the club. It's him. He got, like, five girls with him. He walking in the club like this.
Yeah, T.O. used to have,
boy. With a five-pack. I'm like, man, that boy got a five-pack walking in here like that. I'm like, what? Yeah. And not only that, man, I seen some of, like, you know how it is in L.A. When you go to L.A., especially when those type of events and you're around those events, you see so many people that you only seen on TV. So they're like googly eye, and like that was like one of my that was like my welcome to the NFL moment right there. It was just crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean I definitely
spring. And I remember I called you, bro. You didn't even pull up on the kid. It's cool though.
Bro, this man crazy.
Yeah, real though. I remember I was in the limo. It was at me, KT.
Yeah,
bro, I didn't even pull up on me, man.
Bro, I probably was out there. I don't know what I was on. You know, I was Hollywood. I was already used to that. But I second what you're saying, though. That rookie premiere, there's nothing like it. That's when like you say, you meet so many players that you, like, admire for so long, and you finally get to see them, man, and hang out with them. It's crazy. I remember, man, I was hanging with B. Marsh, man, and B. Marsh got so tipsy. His ass couldn't even go hang out with Snoop. His ass in the back of the limo just tipsy, man. So those were great times, man, definitely. And after you get drafted, the best spring time is probably, there's nothing like Memorial Day weekend. We look forward to that. I don't care who you at or where you at. That's one of the things you'd be like, man, what's going on Memorial?
Right, because you really never get – what people don't understand is, like, from either – even if you come out as a junior or a senior – like you're not gonna get your off season was before that junior senior started. You're not gonna get another off season to after your first year because you go
so much
playing, you go training for the draft, you get drafted, you go to rookie mini camp, you go to training camp, then you go to the season. That's why they say the rookie wall, and then you don't get a off season until after that rookie year. So it's football, like that period right there. It's tough. If you can get past that period,
yeah,
you become all good.
Now, the question, you know, I know you don't really want to get into this. I know you don't.
I'm with whatever, man.
Unfortunately, we have to talk about it. You know, I'm a Lake Show fan, unfortunately, but I live in Denver, so I told you it was a win-win for me. Mm. But let's talk about your guy.
Bandwagon Bob.
Yeah, you too. You was a Cleveland fan, a Miami fan. Let's not talk about bandwagon, young. But hey, bro, I don't think LeBron gonna retire. Do you think he's gonna retire?
No, not at all. I think the moves that he made coming from Miami back to Cleveland and Cleveland to go back to LA.
Yeah.
I think he made those moves for a reason. The way he structured his contracts and set up his contracts are for a reason. I really do believe and I really think he want to play with his son.
Yeah, for sure.
His son about to go to USC.
Where? Hold on. What you say?
USC.
Where are you going? Oh, yeah.
Trojan gang. You did? Yeah. So, you know. Playoff next year, don't leave me out. But hey,
I got you.
But yeah, I think he want to play with his son, and once he do play with his son, I think then he'll hang it up. But like the reason why I do really believe that he's not gonna retire, because if you just look at his game, look at his season he had, he's not a guy that's just like holding on by a thread. He's actually going out there still giving you 30.
Boy, gave you 30 in the damn near the first
if
quarter.
If he can give you 30. Even if you bring Brian on your team 2 years from now, he can give you 15 to 20 and just his leadership, you know, Brian gonna be able to play until he wants to, like Jordan. Jordan was able to play until however long he wanted to until he was just ready to be like, I'm done.
It's no different than like Uday Haslam out down there in Miami. You know what I mean? Like when you a vet or have a presence like that, like they want you around. And LeBron, like you said, if he can play like that in the next, I don't see him going for another 3-4 years. Obviously, he knows when to hang it up, but man, listen, when you can go out there and still get 15 and 10 and something, or 15 and 8, like you still doing really good.
Man, you think he's gonna give us 3-4 more of them things?
I mean, you gotta think.
I would love it if we
got one more. I say we got, I think he will give 2 years. I even like LeBron. Like now, there's really nothing for him to prove. We know that. Like, so now just to be on the bench to play with your son, no matter where he's at, and to get that game to him, bruh. And I think he'll like play as long as, like you said, he wants to, just to get that game to Bronny if he's not going to be a coach. You know what I mean? But hey, right. I can't wait to see.
You think he's going to be continue rain chasing, or is just really
I think at this point now it's going to be like I said, giving that game to Bronny. So, and also, I don't think he ever has to ring chase. You know what I mean? Like, obviously he's been doing that, but like people still want to play with LeBron because it's still going to be the Lakers. The Lakers going to want LeBron because, you know, he still owes that star appeal. That's just what it is, man. You can't take that from him.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, the whole talk now. He got 4. Curry got 4.
Oh, yeah. Well, they on the same team.
Got 6. No, but what I'm saying is, do you think he's trying to get the 6?
Man, like, bro, it's going to be a rough trying to get to Jeffrey. That's hard trying to get to Jeff himself, man. I don't know, man. Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Air Jordan?
Right.
It's okay. Like LeBron, you have held the throne of being the king for 20 years. And like, bro, nobody in the world can take nothing from you when they talk about one of the greatest basketball players in the world. And the fact that you come in at 18 years old and held your ground for 20 straight years. And yeah, you are the king, bro. I bow down. You are one of them dudes for sure, man. You ain't Michael Jeffrey Jordan or Kobe.
You're right.
Kobe Jelly Bean.
Yeah. Well, your boy, they say he bought stakes in the Raiders. What you think about the impact on that? And really, I want to get your thoughts on what do you think about them starting to let more athletes get involved that type of way?
I absolutely love this move. Obviously, Josh McDaniels and, you know, Tom Brady have a long history. I don't know if that's why he went there. We do know that what's his name? Al Davis, is that his name? I'm sure, Junior, maybe.
Al Davis.
Yeah. One thing we do know about him is he's a player's guy. He's going to be hanging with the players all the time. We've seen him. You remember when we was with Marshawn Lynch? You weren't there. Sorry, but we in the Pro Bowl. I went to Marshawn Lynch thing, and he's in there hanging out with everybody. So I can understand why, you know, Tom Brady would, you know, go towards that way for sure. And it's Las Vegas, young. Like mm-hmm. anything and everything is possible in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And Tom Brady, being freshly retired, like he knows that his celebrity in Las Vegas probably holds a lot more weight there than it does in the Patriot land. Right. And we know that he's, but he always has that, you know what I'm saying? Like that's never going to change. Like he's Tom Brady from the Patriots forever. So why not dibble and dabble somewhere else?
Right. Ain't no more Giselle. Might as well go to Sin City.
You hear me? Listen. Him and Jimmy G, bro. Listen, they're going to be hanging it. Like, bro, it's going to be good money. And don't count Jimmy G out, man.
Right. I don't count him out. And I think that's a good move for them. You got arguably the best football player in history. Not only as a quarterback, and you got Jimmy G in there, he's already a good quarterback. So you got somebody right there to study with him, show him the game, those type of things. Yeah. I think it's a win-win.
I definitely think it's a win-win. You know, it's not a win-win, 2K. This lame ass ESPN released the top college quarterbacks 100, and one thing they do have on there is they had Baker Mayfield number one. No shade to Baker. I feel you, but he's not better than Matt Leinart to me, and he's definitely not better than Vince Young. I'm sorry. And he's not better than Lamar Eugene Jackson, just being honest. Oh, and Michael Vick. I mean, listen, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess Sam Newton.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, who was putting this list together when they put that list together? Obviously, it was ESPN, but I got to see who the highest rankings are. I'm sorry, but in my hey. I'm going Matt Leinart 1A, Vince Young 1B, only because in college, Matt Leinart, he's my quarterback. I won back to back, bro, and played in three straight. So hey, like I know they won one, but myself as a university, myself playing on a team, I've won more national championships than the whole University of Texas. So we're not gonna do that. Secondly, I'm definitely gonna put Cam Newton, Michael Vick, and oh my God, Cool Joe. Joe Burrow, that year, come on, man, they tripping. Just got to be real. I don't know how you feel about that, but I definitely Baker's in the top 10 for sure. But he's
top
not,
10. Okay, I get it. See, that's what I was gonna say. I'm going off like Vic, Cam, Vince, Matt, those guys. But Tim Tebow. But I ain't gonna even lie. Like Baker, like I don't know. I know he did a good job, but I don't really know his stats. So I'm not too familiar on it. I don't know his stats, but if I'm just one off what I know,
did he win a natty? I mean, he won a Heisman. Did he win a natty though?
Man,
that's what I'm saying. We was winning natties and Heismans in the same year.
Yeah, but I just know what them guys was doing, man. Even when you talk about Cam, man,
You say that 2K. There's an interesting fact that I seen it somewhere that they said that I don't think nobody from Cam's team on that thing like caught a pass or something in the NFL or something. Like, it's something crazy or something. Like,
For real?
So that's what I'm saying. The team that he was playing with, like, none of them receivers got drafted and caught a pass in the NFL. So you know he had to be sick. Come on, man.
He was going crazy. That's why he was Superman. That man was going crazy. But that's the wild thing about it is he ended up leaving because that's why I'm saying that. How you people talk
right?
About
he had to be, Tim Tebow was stand up
in college, man. They were saying the lead, but in college, man, Tebow was Tebowing, man.
Man, he was Tebowing.
I don't care what Cam
Newton
says.
Cam Newton had to go to JC, and then he had to go to Auburn because Tebow was Tebowing.
Yeah, he got in trouble, so he had to leave. But Tebow is gonna start anyways. But Tebow. You talk about Tebow, Vic, Matt, Vince Young.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you got quarterbacks. Like I don't know.
Man, Michael Vick, man. I'm sorry. I grew up watching that dude. Like to see that live, or not live, but to see it on TV live, man. Boy, please. Wow. Michael Vick, and I seen 10 himself. I played against him one of the greatest games they say ever. And to watch how calm and cool collected he was that time, and to see that, like, bro, nah, bro, they tripping, man.
Right.
And to play with Matt Leinart, man, come on, let's they tripping.
Right.
It's been real, twin.
Yes, sir. You know, it's been real, man.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, I'm excited for this weekend, man. I'm gonna have that dog shit on. Don't worry about it, man. I'm coming.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, bro. See you in a few days.
It's gonna happen, twin. Believe that.
Downtown, we live. Over the feeling. When it's full time, I go lie.